fresh taste.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Nice to have you up here this morning. Again, another fantastic raincoat today. It's like all the good raincoats of BFM are just coming out this morning. What are we chatting about?
Well, I'm not hungover this morning, but I'm predicting some hangovers coming up.
So okay.
I thought that we would talk about hangover food this morning.
Very useful topic.
Yeah.
For the silly season.
If you're
season.
A musician out there, tune yeah. in. Like, a lot of musicians will be getting drunk tonight at the Music Awards,
yeah.
so pay attention.
Yeah. Take notes.
So when you're hungover, I mean, effectively what you've done is you've poisoned your body, really. So when you wake up with those like weird cravings, it's because you're trying, your like body is depleted of like, you know, sodium and electrolytes and all those kind of things.
Right.
So that's why you wake up with those like weird cravings. Like my friend often will text me and be like, I just want like a burrito floating in a bowl of ramen, you know? You like wake up and you're so confused. You're like hungry, thirsty.
Pickles and a milkshake, something yeah. like that, yeah.
So everyone has like a go-to kind of hangover cure. For me, this is a bit of a weird one. I wouldn't dive straight into a bowl of pho, but a Vietnamese pho, but I find that to be like a really cleansing kind of good cure, because it's like the same way that chicken soup makes you feel good when you're sick, you know? It's kind of the broth, like the steam coming off it kind of clears your head and, you know, it's fragrant and kind of, you know, cleanses you. But then, of course, obviously you can't go wrong with like hot chips and a milkshake either, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a go-to hangover cure?
Do you ever dip your hot chip in the milkshake or like
sometimes,
in the soft serve ice
at
cream
Wendy's,
as well?
What?
Yeah, this is a classic. You know, like a Macca's fry in a Macca's soft serve is a great combo.
Or a Wendy's frosty.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hear that it's a common thing, but maybe I just don't.
Nah,
I don't like, have that specific depletion.
You know, in Ratatouille, there's like that scene where the little rat puts like a cheese and a. This is. I hope people know what I'm talking about here. He puts like a cheese and a like a strawberry together, and then like fireworks go off in
yes,
his brain.
Yes, I do know the scene.
That's how I feel about the chip and the soft serve combo when I'm a bit
I'm
hungover.
Happy for you.
That would be a go-to for me. I feel
the dumplings in hot and sour soup at in noodle.
Oh,
are
yes.
a very strong hangover contender, just personally.
Yeah, and Yum Cha is a great place to go as well because of the free flow tea, you know, like there's tea coming nonstop, and also the dumplings are like, you know, you've got protein and a bit of fat and they're easy to chew, you know.
As we've all turned into babies.
We don't have to work too hard is always a good.
So also you want to rehydrate, but I find water so unpalatable when I'm hungover. Does anybody else find water hard to drink?
Yes.
So
even at the best of times, frankly.
I always think it's nice to have like a block of ice to suck on, which is a bit sad.
That's like you're in labour or something, you know, like little ice chips in a cup.
But watermelon also is really good. So you can eat like watermelon or any of those fruits that are kind of high in water content. So any kind of melon, like a cantaloupe or something, if it's ice cold in the fridge, would be really refreshing.
Yum. That just sounds like a good tip for anything.
For summer,
really.
Yeah. That's nice. Just have some cold chunks of melon lying around. And then, obviously, the Bloody Mary, which I don't think you're a fan of, but you're a Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind. I think maybe it's Tess who's not a fan.
Yeah.
I can do a Bloody Mary if I'm in the right mood. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for Bloody Marys, you want to... I find the viscosity of tomato juice to be a little bit offensive. Like, it is quite thick.
It's a bit weird, yeah.
And so...
And you're also like, I'm drinking a tomato right now. It's all a bit wrong.
I don't want to chew my drink, you know?
Yeah.
So I like it to be, like, watered, nice and watered down. So the way to do that is to add a lot of ice and shake it really well, and that will... and also a lot of vodka.
Vodka, yeah.
Yeah.
Air up the
don't
dog.
Be shy with the vodka. And so and shake it really well, and that will... When the ice melts when you're shaking it, that will water down the tomato juice.
Okay, right.
And also something nice to do is to have a bottle of vodka. If you are a big Bloody Mary drinker and you're going to be making them often, I get a bottle of vodka and I infuse it with like peppercorns, a whole chili, a spring of herb, thyme maybe, and then you use that to make the Bloody Mary, and so
that
already has a bit of spice in it. And the other thing that is really nice to do is...
We have just had someone say Mexico brekkie and a Bloody Mary is their go-to.
Oh, yes.
I would like to know your go-tos, BFM listeners. Text us on 5395.
Yeah, like a spicy egg situation with a Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
a couple of years ago, my sister made for Christmas Day these tomato water Bloody Marys. So you get tomatoes and you make like a tomato consomme. So you believe this is, you only do this when tomatoes are in season and okay. really nice. You blend them with you know, a bit of chili and garlic, and then you leave them in a cheesecloth overnight in the fridge to drain. And so what you end up with is like a clear tomato consommé.
Wow.
And you use, it's like a concentrated tomato juice basically, but it's right. clear, and you use that to make your Bloody Marys. So they're like this like see-through, almost like just sort of pinky colour.
Cute.
And they're dangerously easy to drink.
So you don't feel like you've got that, I'm drinking soup.
Yeah, so you don't end yeah. up drinking like, you know, 4 or 5 cups of tomato juice. You can, yeah. yeah. So those are really nice. And you can, the recipe's on this website called Food 52. If you just search for tomato water Bloody Mary, you'll find those on there. And yeah, a couple of places in Auckland that do great Bloody Marys and that are also good for hangover breakfast. Williams Eatery down at Silo, down at Wynyard Quarter. Mm-hmm. They make a really good Bloody Mary. It's small and it's, you know.
I think that's often my problem with Bloody Marys is they're too big.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, it's so much to yeah. get through. It's nah, like having a soup.
And they also always have some kind of fried potato dish on their menu at breakfast time. So you can go there yes. and you can have like a fried, they used to do these fried hash brown chips. They were like coins of hash browns that came with like a mayo dip. Yeah. Sometimes they do cassava chips. Sometimes they just do fries at breakfast time.
Why is it that like the best kind of chip is like a small hash brown situation? You know, something that's got like lots of little chunks of yeah. potato and lots of oil and it's really crispy.
It's
like
the,
a tater tot or something like that.
It's like, it's because of the surface area, you know, when it's got like, when it's got yeah. rough edges like that, there's a lot of crispy bits on it. So the other place is The Fed, which does a great Bloody Mary. They make a pickle Mary, so it's got pickle juice in it.
Ooh.
And garnished with a pickle spear. And they also serve fries at breakfast time. They serve poutine. So.
Yum.
The texts are popping off with people's hangover cures. Some of them are more palatable to this woman than others. The top one at the moment reads, 2 Nurofen and a Lime Primo, what is wrong with you?
A Lime Primo?
I knew someone would talk about Primo because Primo is such a common hangover cure for many
Why?
People.
Why? Is yeah. it because of the viscosity of it? It's got a weird
Yeah,
thickness?
I think that people feel like it's a food because it's so milky, you know, and so it's like something that can fill their stomach.
Oh my gosh. Lime, though, that is a bold flavour to choose when you're feeling a bit delicate.
Some people with the citrus milk, it's their go-to, like an orange milkshake or a lime milkshake. Not personally a fan, each to their own.
No.
Very attacked by this person's text. You just said, I'm totally aware that BFM is outside the square, brackets in a fantastic way, but a hot chip and a McDonald's soft serve milkshake, that's just too wacky for even I. I mean, don't knock it till you've tried it, friend. It's really great.
Somebody has brought up the Chinese cuisine barbecue pork noodle soup at Mercury Plaza, RIP.
RIP.
Yeah, that was a really great broth for if you were feeling a bit...
Fragile.
Not great. Also, one of my personal favourites was the Marutan ramen, spicy ramen, if you were feeling a bit.
Yeah.
Mm. Otherwise, they have relocated to Dominion Road.
Have they actually?
Yeah, if you're missing them.
That's great, because I was going to say the two in there that I miss the most is that amazing sushi place and the ramen place. So that's great that the ramen place has relocated.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. She lives on. No, someone said best cure for hangovers, not drinking. You know what? That's actually very true.
It's very sound.
It's very sound.
I'm sorry we've made it all a bit alcohol focused. Also, hey, Virgin Mary's really delicious.
Yes, they are.
Also true. That is basically like a soup as well. I'm just, you know, I do like them, but they are a lot. You have to sort of think yourself into a Bloody Mary mindset, I feel.
Yeah.
If you're me, maybe, at least. 2-minute noodles dry with flavour sachet.
Oh boy.
Wowee. That's a big BFM like volley lunch, I believe. You know,
Because we had a noodle sponsor.
We have many noodles here.
And we have a kind of glut of noodles in one of the storage cupboards.
That sounds very dry, that dry noodle packet.
Where are you getting your hydration from?
You would need a cup of water to wash that down.
Oh, someone said horseradish, there we go, infused vodka.
Yes.
With Bloody Marys with cherry tomatoes in the oven for 5 minutes.
Oh.
That's a new one. I haven't heard about that. Big fry up, including black pudding and haggis. Wow. And a can of Urn Brew. Scottish hangover cure, I was going to say. I think I can guess what part of the world you might have originated from, their friend. Haggis, though. I don't think that's what I would go to for curing my hangover.
No.
No.
Black pudding, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. I think that would be my compromise.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can keep your hangover cures rolling through. Someone's going to need it this week, bound to be. Thank you very much, Leisha.
You're welcome.
We'll hopefully see you without a Bloody Mary in hand, maybe next week. But I hope you have a lovely weekend nonetheless.
Mmm, that hit the spot.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.